This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop.
Another look at Oats on the River Sand. After our interview with President Macron, he walked me out of the Élysée Palace, and I asked him to reflect on his eventful first year in office. So what is the best part of being the President of France?
Deciding. You can decide. When you are convinced that a decision is fair or the one you believe in, you are entitled to decide, and you can make it. Which I think is great, because when you are a leader and when you want to transform your country, when you love your country, which is my case, I think there is nothing more strong and great than that.
What is the worst part of being the President of France?
You're never free. Your time and your life doesn't belong to you. You are always alone when you decide, but you are never free because you have such level of constraint. So that's probably one of the...
Of course, what
the main feature.
Someone would say is nobody forced you to run for president.
That's why I never complain. I love this mission. This is not a job, this is a mission. I love it. I'm very proud of serving my people. I'm very proud of serving my country. I never complain. I will never complain. It's less difficult than being a worker in a plant and so on. That's my chance.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Exclusive interview with Chris Wallace and Fox News with Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, who will be meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump. The Wall Street Journal reports, Greg Hipp writes, what he wrote yesterday, that the French President Emmanuel Macron, U.S. President Donald Trump are ideologically and stylistically opposites. Mr. Macron is a suave globalist who is passionate about global warming, the Syrian civil war, the European Union. Mr. Trump is a brash nationalist, contemptuous of global institutions and wary of foreign entanglements. You know, I find it quite interesting with the reporting, in terms of the adjectives that are used. And, you know, it loses objectivity when suddenly, you know, Trump, because he cares about the country, he is somehow brash. I believe, President Macron, you know, could be said to be brash about all things European and all things global. It's hard for people, and particularly this writer for the Wall Street Journal, to understand why these two can come together, that somehow they find common ground. Well, when you care so much about finding the solutions to the problems that your country has faces, whether you do it from a globalistic standpoint or from a nationalistic standpoint, there is common ground. You know, that you're trying to solve the problem. And this is what we try to do on this show and in our conversation with the experts, is to lay out the truth and facts as best as we can discern them and discover them, in hopes that we can bring the opposing viewpoints together. Because if you are focused on doing that which is right for this government, for the people of this government, because really that's the basis of this government, is we the people. So if we do those things that are righteous and good for them, then we'll get good policy and we'll get good government. But right now we can't have that conversation because there are antithetical forces to us being unified. They'd much rather see us be disunified, because if we are the un-United States, and I mean onion, you know, like onion that makes you cry, I mean the un as if we are none, you know, we are not unified, then you have the America we have today, and that affords opportunities for progressives and people who are antithetical to our U.S. Constitution. They're not looking for our better interest. This is clear. I mean, all you have to do is do a little bit of studying, or even just from empirical evidence and experience, you realize that their policies are not for the good of all concerned. They're there to serve just an elite group. And it's interesting, because when you hear them complain, the loudest one of the things they talk about is how other policies are only for an elite group, and going, you know, Whose elite group are you for here, right? This is Bill Martinez. The conversation continues. Stay with us. John Guandolo is coming up next.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, we better stop.
Hey, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. John Guandolo joins us now. He's the president and founder of Understanding the Threat, the only organization in the nation which provides a detailed assessment of the enemy threat in your local area, provides law enforcement investigative solutions, and creates state-level counterinsurgency strategies to identify, dismantle, and defeat the jihadi network in your area. John Guandolo, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I am doing well, Bill. Thank you very much, and thanks again for having me.
Hey, always a pleasure, John. You know, because what I'm getting concerned about, you know, with all the Stormy Daniels, Comey's book, all this stuff that's happening here domestically, meanwhile, the enemy continues to move forward and gain ground. And this is why we appreciate you, you know, bringing the truth to our listeners here, because, you know, things in terms of the emerging threats, they still continue. I mean, they're not on pause just because Stormy Daniels is taking over the headlines or, you know, the James Comey book. So your voice is so needed to break through this distraction right now.
Well, I very much appreciate you saying that. It's interesting. It's definitely, I have noticed the attacks on me personally coming from the jihadis and the hard left Marxist Southern Poverty Law Center and all these other groups has intensified. And I would just say maybe something to consider. I don't think these stories about Mr. Comey and about Stormy Daniels are just, you know, random. Mm-hmm. I have found that the media often is coordinating, and we know as a matter of fact, they coordinated prior to the election with the Marxist Party of the United States, also known as the Democrat Party, mm-hmm. To actually impede the elections and affect the elections for against Mr. Trump. So I think when we see these things, the timing of them has to be at least noted, because oftentimes I think it's more than just random stories at certain times, if that makes sense.
Well, no, it makes a lot of sense, and this is why your voice is so needed, John, because people are, you know, they're busy living life, you know, trying to survive, getting themselves out from, you know, a very tough decade where they're working three jobs. They're just trying to put food on the table. And meanwhile, we've got a government that's been out of control. We've had leadership that we thought was doing their job. And then we find out that what they're doing is trying to control and hamstring us. And I know some people here, well, Democrats and Marxists coming together and becoming synonymous, and it's too incredulous for them. But the fact of the matter is if it looks like a duck and walks like a duck and even talks like a duck, it's a Marxist. And this is what is coming out loud and clear. But, you know, many people, many Americans just cannot get their brain around how diabolical this is.
Well, That is a phenomenal word to use, and it is diabolical. Because they have a both the jihadists, the Islamic movement, and the Marxist movement have written out strategies that they're following. And both of them are called, I mean, you know, I just encourage, go to Freedom Road Socialist Organization webpage, and right there they tell you what they want to do. They want to bring this government down. They want to bring the country down. Go and read the Muslim Brotherhood's explanatory memorandum. Read their bylaws, which is on our website at understandthreat.com. The Muslim Brotherhood website says they exist to establish Sharia in the land, and that the Islamic community must be willing to fight the tyrants and enemies of Allah to establish an Islamic state. So the Muslim Brotherhood, which controls most of the key organizations in the United States, Islamic organizations, has the same objective as ISIS and Al-Qaeda. The Marxists are the tool. They're the hammer for the Islamic movement for the meantime. And that's what they're doing. And that's, I mean, we just, I experienced that, you know, a week ago or so, when, you know, you get the jihadists and their Marxist allies at Southern Poverty Law Center to use the hammer, Antifa, to threaten people, to threaten violence and to intimidate. That's how this works.
Well, what they've done is, and I understand, you know, some people say, well, you know, they put their hand on the Bible and swore to uphold the Constitution. You know, you got to understand, you know, because, you know, what we're seeing right now, and this might be a little bit of a leap here for you, is that what we have seen with the FBI director and James Comey, and even a former president who suggested, well, more than suggested, he just flat out said that the Constitution was elastic, which meant that it could be interpreted at any time. It's now our Constitution is relative. You see, if you compromise that document, that is the reason for this country. This is the whole backbone of this great American experiment. You compromise that document, the Declaration of Independence, coupled with the Constitution of the United States, then, you know, it's no holds barred, and it gives them plenty of room in which to operate, where you can have an FBI director single-handedly saying that it was his duty, his sole duty and responsibility, to watch out for the moronic American public, because they don't have the intelligence to select the president or direct their government, which the Founding Fathers insisted should be the case. You know, he took it upon himself. And it's not just the FBI director. If that was the only problem, we'd say, okay, hey, we can take care of this. This is where the deep state has been running rampant. It has been operating as a shadow government for a long time. And this is going to take a while to clean this up. This is not going to be a one-and-done type of expression. But in order to begin to get there, John Guandola, and this is why your voice and all that you're doing with understanding the threat is so crucial, is because it brings the truth to the matter. And we've got to understand, it's like anything, you know, if you find yourself addicted, you know, you've got to be honest with yourself and be able to assess your current condition before you do something about it.
Well, I think you're hitting on something that I want to highlight, and that is, you said it's not one and done. This is the war. I think if President Trump wants to restore the republic and save the republic, it is going to require him to take very drastic action that I have not seen him even hint at yet, although I think he's the man to do it.
Right.
It's going to require him to go into the bureaucracy and to actually fire many people. But you have to understand, well, I think you do understand, there are many people, not just the Marxists and the Islamists, but Republicans and Democrat leaders who are guilty of sedition. And in some cases, and I would put the former president and the former Attorney General Eric Holder in this category, treasonous.
Yes.
And they've done things that are treasonous. The director of the FBI, Comey, broke the law on at least two or three occasions that based on the evidence that is already public. In mishandling classified information, intentionally revealing classified information to somebody who's not authorized to have it.
Exactly.
These are federal laws that he broke.
Well, John, I want to pick it up from there when we come back. We've got to go to break right now. John Guandola is with us from UnderstandingTheThreat.com. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like it. It's fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're right here at the intersection of faith and culture, keeping an eye on the most important things of life. Lots of distractions out there, no doubt about it. And in this information age in which we live in, the age, an era of fake news, important, I think absolutely critical for us to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And so thank you for joining us to that end. John Guandolo is with us, president founder of UnderstandingTheThreat.com. John, before we pick up our conversation, I did want to talk about, of course, you're the author of the book, Raising a Jihadi Generation. Boy, our institutions, we have accommodated the influx of threats and ideas that do not support this constitutional republic.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, we have got a real cabal of Marxists and jihadists and, quite frankly, others who really want to see the destruction of the republic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this, I really believe, you know, I got to just say this and then you can take it wherever you want or just blow by it. But, you know, I expect groups like Southern Poverty Law Center, they're bad guys. Mm-hmm. Those are bad people.
Right.
But they're doing what I would expect them to do. They're acting like Marxists.
Mm-hmm.
And they're stirring up violence and threats. That's what I expect them to do.
And the thing is, John, I might add this real quickly, is they're not even hiding it anymore. It's not even in the shadows, right? They're loud and proud.
And the jihadis are the same way. I expect the jihadis to do what jihadis do. The thing that is, to me at least, most disturbing is leaders, especially in the Republican Party. I don't honestly mean this, you know, the days of Scoop Jackson and John Kennedy have long been over in the Democrat Party.
Yes, exactly.
It really is a Marxist party. But you would expect leaders, you know, the Speaker of the House, the Majority Leader, and others in the Republican Party to actually be bold and show some leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And they have completely appeased our enemies and have really been afraid to say anything about the Islamic threat, about the Marxist threat. And really go in, quite frankly, that leads me to believe they are part of the...
It does. They're certainly, at least, they are complicit, no doubt about this, John. Our friend of the show, Trevor Loudon, who you may be aware of, out of New Zealand, has written several exposés and books about the threat, the enemies within. And he cites in his books that there are over 70, I think the number might be up to 100. These are elected congressmen in our U.S. government who've put their hand on the Bible to support the U.S. Constitution and to take on any threat whatsoever on behalf of the life and breath of the Constitution, we the people, and they are card-carrying socialists and Marxists. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. And even after this book has been released, I mean, it's almost like, it reminds me of James Comey I'm talking about Peter Schweizer. When Peter Schweizer exposed the Clinton Foundation, it took about 3 years for it to really gain enough traction where people are going, wait a minute, maybe we do have, you know, trouble here in River City. And I'm going, wait a minute, this, you know, this has been 3 years here just waiting for the mainstream media to finally, you know, connect with it. And, you know, again, in light of the information age in which we live in, I would say that the public has no excuse any longer. We've got to be held to a higher account. And if we're going to hold our elected officials to a higher account, it needs to begin with us, does it not?
Well, I agree. And I just want to emphasize one thing is Trevor Loudon, I think, offers tremendous gifts to this the counter movement and to the really what I call the liberty movement and the counter jihad movement. He's an invaluable asset. So I'm glad you're supporting what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I do work with him, and I consider him a colleague and a friend. He's just a great asset in this cause. But as Understanding the Threat puts out, and as I have said and continue to say, the nature of this war with the Marxists and the Islamic movement, these are truly, when you look at it from a military perspective, this is political warfare. Mm-hmm. And in political warfare, it's not just these are groups that are working. They have created a counter state inside the United States, an Islamic mm-hmm. counter state and a Marxist counter state. Now, we for years have likened it to an insurgency, which it can be likened to. But in either case, the answer is at the local level. And I would encourage your listeners, I know there's a lot going on. I know you're looking at the FBI, how do we fix all that? But worry about your local city council. Worry about your local school board, your local chamber of commerce. Get the Marxists and the jihadis out of there first. Mm-hmm. And get your law enforcement trained. Get your people, look at the textbooks in your elementary and junior high schools about what they're teaching, both about Marxism and Islam, which mm-hmm. in most cases is exactly not the truth. As a matter of fact, I just did a thing. If you look at what Islamic leaders in the United States tell us Islam is, and then you read the most widely used seventh grade textbook in Islamic schools in the United mm-hmm. States for seventh yeah. graders,
right?
They're exactly opposite.
Exactly.
So we have to actually, it's at the local level. You are right on the mark. We have got to focus at the city and county level and just get your law enforcement, your pastors, your business leaders, your civic leaders, and your civic institutions to understand these threats and to root the Marxists and the jihadis out. And there are ways to do it legally. Because yeah. in most cases, they're breaking the law. They're certainly breaking the law because they're conspiring to overthrow the state government and the federal government.
Exactly. Well, political correctness has gone amok, and it's given them a lot of latitude and accommodation, and they're taking full advantage of it. They're utilizing our U.S. Constitution and the rights of the citizenry against us, and because we're afraid to be, called homophobic or xenophobic, everybody backs off, and we just allow this kind of insanity to take place. But, hey, they're happy to take the ground, and they're taking it one inch, 1 mile at a time. And if you think not, look at what's happening in Europe. Look at Britain, for example, how they've been run over and taken over here. And this could be coming to, it already is here in schools, in districts across this country right now. But we're talking about them gaining even more ground. And, then what do you do?
Well, right. And so that's why now more than ever, it's important to actually deal with this. I mean, we've already passed the tipping point, and I think anybody that's mildly following either one of these movements, again, the Islamic movement or counter state, the Marxist movement or counter state, realizes. I mean, just turn on the news. The fact that the FBI director literally conspired with an opposing political party to ensure a particular party's candidate didn't win the presidency. We're talking, this is coup kind of thing.
Exactly.
Nobody's gone to jail yet, mm-hmm. which to yeah. me is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
You literally have the authority of the federal government coming down on the attorney of the President of the United States and raiding his home, his business, his hotel room, seizing his... I mean, this is incredible to me that there is not even more outrage.
Well, the thing that's incredible to me, John, is the guy that really the law was broken over. He's the only guy that, he's not the only guy, but he's convicted. And forget about the laws that were broken in order to get him in that position. It's just been incredible. But what I'm concerned about as well, John, is that the president is talking about how we've, have beat ISIS in Syria. But, we've known them to metastasize and come back another day. And less people think that the war is over and it's time to relax. The war continues, does it not? We got about 20 seconds left here, John.
It does. I encourage people to go to understandthethreat.com and read the article I published last night. But it definitely does. We still haven't identified the threat in this war, and yet we're continuing military operations.
Exactly.
That's our way to win a war.
John Guandolo.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow. Perhaps where you live, rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Way Like Us Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on this network of over 280 affiliates across the country, around the world via shortwave. We're grateful also to the CRN Digital Radio Network and Red State Talk Radio Network as well. We thank you for joining us, whichever channel and way you happen to connect with us. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. I've got a real treat for you. Dr. John Trent is with us. We're going to talk about the revised and updated book, The Language of Love, the secrets to being instantly understood. Dr. Trent, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thanks. Great to be with you today.
Hey, I think I saw you on Friday. You were at Focus on the Family, right?
I was.
Yeah.
Were you there too?
I was on the other side of the glass. So we were coming in. We were supposed to meet with Jim Daly, but they said he had a bigger name with him and he couldn't be interrupted. And you guys were in the broadcast studio, you and Greg talking about Language of Love with Jim Daly. And, yeah, we were there. I was telling our audience it was kind of a bucket list experience for me because I had always wanted to go to Colorado Springs and visit, the facility. Boy, going back to the days, because I grew up in Southern California, John, and when they moved, I said, I got to go. And then here was, we had an opportunity to do that, not only that, but also do the show live from Danny Huerta's office there. So it was good fun.
Oh, that's great. Well, yeah. I wish you would have come up and said hi. It's that's a great group, and they certainly... I wish I could come out and talk to you, but that's a wonderful group, Focus on Family.
Yeah, I was looking forward. I was hoping to have a chance, and of course you were there with Greg, and I was going to tease Greg and go, you know, because he's been on with me many times, and he and Aaron, and I said, well, if nothing else, I saw your offices, and then, you know, we were going to meet with Jim, and I guess you guys were running a little bit behind, and so unfortunately we didn't get a chance to connect face-to-face, but hey, the power of radio, here we are today to talk about the revised, updated version of the language of love. For the sake of our audience, a little bit of history. There. Remind everybody how you and Gary Smalley came together. Gary, of course, passed in 2016. So there you were. I imagine quite interesting. In this interview with Jim Daly, you're with Gary's son, Greg, you know, talking about the language of love. But give us the history of it.
Well, I'm a marriage and family guy like Gary, and we ended up meeting out in Arizona, and just boy, it was like, you know, meeting your friend of friends.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you've got some of those people, in the radio world that you may not see them every day, but man, when you get together, it's just something clicks.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was it. We became kind of, best friends and then started working together and then, you know, decided to start writing together. And one of the books that was really huge on Gary's heart, and you're right, this book is now, it's like, you know, we put 60% new content. It's been updated and revised. But when Gary and I first did it, it's a book that really helps people communicate. And I think in this day and age, when it's so hard to talk to, you know, people about anything, you know, everything so gets not just politicized, but it's so difficult sometimes to really communicate. We just say the same thing at different volume levels.
Exactly.
You know? And I think we really need to understand that there is a way of communicating. The greatest communicators on the planet used them. Gary was great at it. And, but we wrote a book on it that's been in a lot of people's hands, but now for a whole new generation, it really helped them use something called emotional word pictures to really go over somebody's defenses or around the, you know, the challenges and go right to their heart. So that's what we get to talk about today.
Well, this was something that Gary had, you know, by revelation, however way you want to. You want to say it was definitely downloaded into his mind, something that he practiced with his family and perfected it. And it just became just part of the woof and worf of Gary Smalley's mind and his heart, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, and really, there's a by any chance, do you remember Corrie Ten Boom?
Oh.
Well, Corrie Ten Boom was a Holocaust survivor. For those, you know, we've got so many younger listeners that, you know, she was in one of the German concentration camps. Her sister died there, you know. But when she came out, her faith was incredibly strong. And one of the things she would do, she would speak all over the world on forgiveness and hope. And of course, if anybody could talk about it clearly, it was Corrie, you know.
Right.
And having looked at evil in the face and yet being able to really come out of it with a strong faith and love for people. But she told Gary one time, she said, Gary, I'll go and speak somewhere and they won't remember my words. But if I use a picture, I'll come back 5 years later. They won't remember everything I said, but they will remember that picture.
Exactly.
And so that's how Gary, now I came through it more. I'm a marriage and family counselor, and I began to see the incredible power of pictures. Can I give you a quick example?
Yes, please. We've got time.
Yeah. So I was in your counseling training, you know, one of the things that you learn is how incredibly impactful pictures are with people, because it frames things and it can also take a tough topic and push it away enough to where you're really able to deal with it or really, really see it. So I had this one lady bring in a little 10-year-old. Now, you know, it was a terrible situation. She'd been abused by a trusted babysitter. Well, try saying to a 10-year-old or a teenager or, you know, anybody, well, hey, how are you feeling about that? What's the average 10-year-old say when you do that? You know, they just, I don't know, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what you do instead, what I did was I cut out a whole bunch of pictures, okay? Today you'd Google them and print them off or whatever, but I had a bunch of pictures I laid out, for, and I go, okay, well, hey, you know, do me a favor to this young lady. I said, look over and pick a picture that describes how you're feeling. She instantly grabs this, there's probably 20 pictures, mm-hmm. grabs this one picture of a submarine that's coming out of the water. I'd cut it out of one of these Navy ads. You know, you've seen those pictures
mm-hmm.
with submarines coming up out of the water. And I go, well, gosh, tell me about that. And she goes, well, ever since this happened, no, it didn't say what it was, but ever since this happened, I feel like I'm underwater, my periscope's up, and I can see everybody else, but nobody can see me anymore.
Wow.
Well, guess the next six sessions were all, you know, all we talked about was, well, you know, is it dark down there? What would it, you know, take to build a, you know, a dock to, you know, bring you into land? Is there a way to, you see what I'm getting at?
Right, exactly.
Therapeutic mm-hmm. metaphors. So again, what we want people to realize is, man, when you use a picture to communicate, it can be incredibly powerful, to heal and to praise, to bring correction and, you know, some of the things we'll get to talk about.
Sometimes, it would seem that our approach should be way of, you know, especially with something so personal, that you have to almost depersonalize it, don't you? To open
yeah.
up the channels of conversation.
That's a great point, because right. when, you know, when we, particularly when we've heard something a whole bunch, we begin to just, they don't have to complete the sentence. Do you know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
You know what they're talking about. Here's a quick example. Yeah. There's a lady that, just recently, her, you know, they live in a two-story house, have a pretty steep stairway, and they've done a bunch of remodeling, and guess what the only thing was that they didn't finish in the remodel was there was no, on the side of the stairs, where, in other words, there was a railing supposed to go up, that railing wasn't put up. So, you know, this lady was afraid the dogs are going to fall off, and then all of a sudden her mother's coming, who's 80, and she's got to hug the wall on the right-hand side to get up the stairs, because the husband's really busy, and she said, you know, to her 100 times, you know, we got to get the railing put up, but he wouldn't hear it. He was mm-hmm. busy. Mm-hmm. Well, here's what she said. She used a word picture, and she goes, hey, let me ask you a question. Every morning this guy goes to, we won't give him a plug, but goes to the local coffee shop, and, you know, there's an app where you can send your order in ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, hey, let me ask you a question. What would you feel like if you didn't have that coffee shop app? And mm-hmm. every time you walk in there, you know, people jump in front of you. Well, you know what? Everything jumps in front of you, of me, and this railing.
Exactly.
You need to get it done, and he got the picture.
Got to go to break. We'll be right back with John Trent right after this. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solutions Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solutions Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Are Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, even your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make them.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let's go down, down, down to the river. You will be changed. Let's go down, down, down.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. John Trent is with us, president of StrongFamilies.com, a nationally known speaker and the best-selling author of more than 20 books, including the million-selling classic, The Blessing. He also serves as the Gary Chapman Chair of Marriage and Family Ministry and Therapy at Moody Bible Institute. John and his wife, Cindy, have been married more than 35 years and have two grown daughters. So a lot of what John talks about, he's lived. And we appreciate the revised, updated version of The Language of Love, the book that he and Gary Smalley jointly wrote together back in the days when you first started, when it was handwritten. And then you had the IBM Selectric typewriter.
yeah.
You know, so we're going back old school. But the one thing about old school traditions and values, as we heard over the weekend with the funeral of Barbara Bush, is those values are still tried and true, aren't they?
Oh, that is so true. And, you know, I think for a lot of us, you know, we really need to realize that as new as something is, I mean, this new book, you know, I actually wrote on a iPad, you know, iPad Pro. And, but, you know, there's so much that, you know, we can just use to help change lives and hearts. And, you know, we were just mentioning how, you know, this lady is so frustrated and says the same thing, you know, 100 times, doesn't hear it, you know, her husband just is so busy and, you know, and she tells one story. And that's what the best communicators, I think, really are able to do. You look at Churchill and so much of his incredible, you know, oratory wrapped around a picture. You look at Martin Luther King Jr., his I Have a Dream speech. There's 32 word pictures in that one speech. And the reason why it becomes so memorable to us is because they used pictures. And, you know, now today, neuro brain scientists tell us, you know, that puts a frame around things when you picture something. And, all of a sudden, you know, that picture will stay with somebody, and make a big difference. So, can I give you another quick example?
Yes, please go.
I had a guy, you know, recently where, he's a sales manager, so he's got a whole bunch of salesmen over him, but his boss wasn't releasing any money for them to get the technology they really needed. And, you know, the guys out in the field needed these, they needed some, you know, like an iPad, these tablets to be able to do quotes and stuff. But so he goes into the office, to talk to the big boss, you know, that's not letting loose any money for anything. And he goes, look, and this guy, the boss was a big time, combat veteran in both Iraq and Afghanistan. And he goes, hey, let me ask you a question. He goes, when you were in the service and, you know, you're in the deep weeds and things were really tough, how big of a deal was it really if you couldn't get ammunition to your positions? I mean, if you didn't have ammunition, it's not that big of a deal, is it? He goes, you know, are you kidding? You know, and he launches into this thing about one time when they didn't get support, and he lets them go on and goes, well, why are you talking, what's that about? And he goes, well, and he puts an iPad in front of him, and he goes, well, here's the deal. You're asking us, all of our salespeople, to go out, and but we can't give them bids. We have to go back to the office, jump in the computer, send them something. By that time, you know, a lot of them have just lost interest. And you know what it is we don't have the ammunition we need. And he writes them the check right there for an iPad for everybody. So, you know, it's Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I mean, 43 times in the Bible, Jesus uses parables and stories.
Right.
So, you know, great communicators going all the way back through history and certainly with the Lord, man, you want to be a great communicator, then you want to use word pictures.
Well, we've been told time and again, a picture is worth 1,000 words, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, how much more do we need to understand? So if you want to communicate, we need to become more proficient at this skill, because at the basis of all communication is a desire, first of all, to communicate, to understand, and to be understood, right? As the prayer of St. Francis says, that I'm often reminded of Lord, help me to understand more than be understood.
Yeah. Well, but a way to do that is, you know, again, give somebody that frame to hang, you know, to hang what it is you want to say with them. For example, there's we did a Facebook group when we launched this book, which that's what people do a lot of times today. You get a bunch of people to read it and they interact. And there's this one lady that she goes, I don't know, is it really this big of a deal? But her husband's birthday was coming up, and she wanted to do something to really praise him, okay? Mm-hmm. But as he said, he's real stoic. He's a builder. He just doesn't talk very much. You know, wonderful guy. But she goes, so she tells him, well, hey, I just want you to know something. Remember, he's a builder. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's really important to him. And you right. want to use a word picture that relates to who they are. And so she goes, they have one daughter, and she goes, you know, our daughter and me, we're like these neon posters. They're real bright and, you know, just blue, you know, just blare out. But you know what you have to have if you're a poster, you know what you need is you need a really sturdy wall to put the poster on. And so she points to this beige wall, and she goes, and so I want you to know, I love you very much, you know, here, you know, on your birthday, but I want you to know you're like a beige wall that lets us be that poster. We get to be who we are because you're so steady and solid. And Bill, he begins to cry.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And you're thinking, wait a minute, this is just some dumb picture about you're a wall. And that's, yeah. you know, but what it did is that picture went over his defenses, and man, went right into his heart. And it's like he knew what it meant to be, you know, put up a wall that's secure and safe. And man, she just grabbed him. Mm. So you're right. I mean, we just need to help people understand what we're saying. And a great way to do that is through a
word picture, like in this book, The Language of Love.
Well, you imagine, John, the affirmation that it gave him, and for his emotional response to be that way, must have led you to believe that he felt so misunderstood in that relationship. And
yeah.
At that point, to be affirmed like that, his emotions couldn't be contained.
Yeah. And you know, this is, you know, we call them emotional word pictures for a reason. I mean, because, again, it is such a powerful way to, you know, to really be able to communicate with somebody that they're important to us, or to clarify or correct or, you know, you've talked with Greg, you talked with Gary. Mm-hmm. When Gary and I did the book, it was one of the first books we did, and I remember calling my mom. I was brand new married, and you've never had any mother-in-law issues,
never.
Or mother issues, never. You know, but you know, my mom would. We had just gotten married, and she would call the house, and she'd say, "Hi, Cindy. Cindy, pick up the phone. Can I talk to John?" But she wouldn't talk to Cindy very much. She would just always say, "Hi, Cindy, can I talk to John?" Mm-hmm. And I remember talking to Cindy, and she goes, "Why doesn't your mom like me?" And I go, "What are you talking about? She thinks you're great." Now, every time she calls, she does it. So I called my mom, and I gave her a word picture. So think about this. You got to correct your mother, right?
Yeah.
It's not easy. So, I go, "Mom, hey, here's the deal. You know, Gary and I did this book, The Language of Love. It's going to be great. We hope it helps a ton of people. But, you know, we wrote it together. But I want you to know, Gary's better known than me. They're just going to put his name on the cover, not mine. I'm going to be in the acknowledgement section, but I'm not going to be on the front cover. So I just wanted you to know that." Now, the average mother, what would the average mother think about that, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, she goes, "Are you kidding? You know, you wrote that." I go, I go, "Well, wait a minute, I'm just kidding." Mm-hmm. Both names are in the book. They're the same font size. But, "Mom, do you realize you're doing something when you call our house that's just like that, like leaving a name off the cover?"
Right.
And this long pause, and she goes, "What do you mean?" And she goes, "Well, when you call and you don't talk to Cindy, well, guess what? Now there's two names on the book cover, and there will be, you know, from here on out. So do me a favor and put her, you know." And she goes, "Okay," hangs up. And I'm thinking, "Oh, great." You know, well, the next day I come home, Cindy's on the phone talking to my mom. And I didn't know it was my mom at the time. She's all smiling, talking to somebody. And then she goes, "Hey, it's your mom," and hands me the phone. And she's been talking to her for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And now she hands me the phone, and my mom goes, "Well, is she on the cover yet?" So that's what I'm getting at.
Yes.
You can use these, and they just become almost a metaphor for how can we understand each other and encourage each other. And it's all in the book Language of Love, and at encouragingwords.com. We have 101 word pictures at encouragingwords.com that can get people started, or they can get the book or whatever. But it's just a great tool to use.
Well, John, I'm always grateful for when things like this come down. It's not by happenstance. It is on God's purpose that the language of love has been revised and updated, especially for a time such as this, when we find ourselves in a contentious cultural environment that is being so misunderstood, and where the lines of communication are damaged and they need repairing. And I believe the language of love, your book, could go a long way in repairing a lot of relationships here. And maybe we might once again be able to realize the United States of America. John Trent on Bill Martinez Live.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: "Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health." By Amazon customers: "It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure." Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've